You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus in for Lizzie O'Leary. We look to economic indicators, GDP, unemployment, consumer spending, to tell us how the economy is doing. But ultimately, the economy is personal. It feels different to everyone, no matter what the numbers say. That's why we've been collecting stories for a while now from people all over the country. We call it My Economy. Today, we hear from a mother who's working to make a better life for her and her family.
My name is Lydia Flores. I work at El Super. El Super is a supermarket. I live in Lancaster, California, and I work in Alameda, California. It's 56 miles to go and 56 miles to go home. Just to try to save money on gas. What I do, I'll catch the train, and that's 2 hours to go and 2 hours to come back home. I've tried to look for a job in Lancaster, but Lancaster is not a big city. It's really small. And then, you know, the stores there, they are not trying to offer you full-time jobs. You know, because I even got on the computer to try to look for a job in Lancaster or Palmdale, anywhere close to home so I can be with my, especially with my son who's autistic and has seizure disorder. I haven't had any luck yet. This year, I only made $24,000 in a year. Right now, I have the two boys that I have to support right now. Because the oldest one, you know, he's out of the house already. But it's still not easy for me. Because I'm still not making enough. Because I have to pay mortgage, you know, and all the extra bills that I have to pay. The light, the gas, the water, you know, the trash, the cable bill. And you can't even imagine how I make it. Because I've had to get even the cable, the water, the light has been cut off before because of, you know, not being able to pay. I have to say I'm sorry to my children when my light is cut off. I have to tell them I'm sorry. I didn't have enough to pay for it. I had to pay something else instead of paying the light. Right now, I don't even have much of jewelry because I have to pawn it. I have to pay one bill. Like right now, I already got the disconnection notice for the gas bill. Sometimes I have to overdraw my account, and that's $34 every time I overdraw it, you know. And then that $34 goes to the bank instead of going towards my bill or towards my gas to get to work. That's just how we have to live because we don't make enough. It's not enough. $13 an hour is not enough. I would like to make $17 an hour. That would really help. We need better wages. The cost of living is going up. If they were to pay us what we deserve, what we need, and everything would probably be even better for us, even better for our customers. It's not fair for us to go without water, without light. Do they even know what we go through, you know, as human beings or as workers? That's my story that I have to go through, making $13, $14 an hour.
To hear more stories from our My Economy series, hop on over to marketplace.org and search for My Economy.